This is a replay of the Thursday night Mayday WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. We're here for 3 hours. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. We'll give you updates on the Karen Reed trial. There were none, but I'll fill you in also. And I got a couple emails saying, you keep talking about Karen Reed. I want to know the whole story. Well, you'll get it, I promise. All right, all that and more. So 888-876-5593. Your request, too, 8888-Raleigh. We found all of Fran's. I got to tell you, one of them was tough, but we'll get there, too. But we're kicking it off tonight with Chuck. And Chuck is in Milwaukee. So welcome to WGN Radio. Chuck, how are you?
Hey, doing okay. I was just calling to get some little technical advice.
Okay.
I have a cassette tape recorder.
Uh-huh.
And I do a lot of recording off of the radio.
Uh-huh.
Not so much music, but more talk shows.
Okay.
And but neither of my tape recorders works very well as far as recording.
Okay.
There's always some kind of noise on the recording.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's actually the motor inside the recorder. The sound is somehow getting to the cassette. So what I was actually calling for was to see if you knew, if you had any suggestions on where I could buy a little better quality cassette tape recorder.
Okay. Well, it depends how good you mean in quality. Now, for me, I always go with rack-mounted stuff, and there are some beautiful Tascam things that are available, but that's going to set you back as much as, say, $500. Now, if you're looking to spend $20, the Tamashii is actually $19.99, I think, and it fits in the palm of your hand, and it's fairly small. There's a Kobe that's very inexpensive, so it depends what you mean by quality and how much you want to spend.
Well, I don't need anything high fidelity because I'm not really recording music.
Right.
So it can be a portable tape recorder. As long as it has a built-in AM/FM radio, it can be a portable.
You want a radio built into this? All right, so you want to be able to tape it right off the radio. Now, I never do that with equipment, but I can probably find something for you. So what you're looking for is something that you can turn on. You know, Panasonic used to make years ago, back in the day, some really good units that did that were very cheap, but I'm sure they don't make them anymore. But you just want tape off the radio, off the little AM/FM tuner in the cassette recorder.
Correct.
Yeah, like I say, Panasonic used to do that. Who does that? Well, apparently a lot of people do. That's interesting. I just pulled it up, and of course you can do things used on eBay or whatever, but there's other things. There's a Jensen. Now, I'd have to look at exactly what this was about, but there's a Jensen that's only $40, and I think that's, and it's AM/FM and cassette. I think that's the first place I'd start, and you can look at that, and there are others as well. But, you know, are you online at all?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, then this is, the world is your oyster. Just search for AM/FM cassette recorder, and you will see literally dozens immediately come up at all various price points. And a lot of stuff you can go ahead and you look at the reviews or things like that. So you got a ton of them from which to choose.
Okay. I know you talk a lot about C-Crane Radio, but yeah, they don't sell tape recorders.
Not anymore. They used to have a wonderful thing, a VersaCorder that was just made to record voice over the radio. But, you know, so many people have gone away from cassettes and even the mini cassettes to things that are just digital that they don't make them anymore. But you can still find them. They are absolutely out there, and they are fairly inexpensive as well. I'm looking behind me to see what do I have in here. Yeah, I've got a Marantz and a Tascam both in the studio here. You know, that's higher end than you're going to want to go. But trust me, you should, for less than $50, be able to find exactly what you want.
Okay, great. I think the issue is that they aren't, when they're designing the radios, they're not putting a lot of engineering into making sure the recording is high quality.
That gets back to you get what you pay for. If it were me, I wanted to spend a little bit and I wasn't sure what I wanted to spend on, I'd probably go to Amazon and look to see if it's returnable, and I would just take them and return them if I didn't like them.
That's a good idea.
It's usually free shipping both ways, so it doesn't cost you anything.
Okay. Yeah. I like that idea.
Yeah, because when you're looking at things that are inexpensive, it really is strange, because you'll find some things that are cheap as hell, but they're just perfect, and then other things that are even pricey, but they're just not doing what you want. So you want to see it, and like the big box stores sell them online. Obviously, everything is online, but Lowe's has one for under $50 that looks a little interesting. But believe me, if you'll spend a little bit of time, you're probably going to come up with a wish list of a dozen you at least want to hear.
Okay, yeah, I think I'll do that. I'm willing to go up to $100, so well, I guess I can find something to choose from.
And you may not have to. Like I say, you may find something for $40 that you say, hey, this is just $1 million to me. Yeah. So, the only reason I say Amazon is, like I say, the return shipping both ways, but that's true probably for all of the sites, for the Walmarts.com and, you know, the Lowe's and the Home Depot, because all of those, they not only have what they carry, but they have all these third-party things too. So, check them all out, and if a few of them float your boat, get them and see how you like them.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, let me know. I want to know how it comes out.
Okay, and also I have a song request.
Yeah, what would you like to hear?
It's a song called Please Give Me a Chance.
And it is by?
Alon Butler.
Oh, I love Alon. I love Alon. Okay, speaking of Milwaukee, but yeah, oh man, his first album, Cream City, just the best. All right, so absolutely. All right, I'll do that for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, appreciate it. All right, yes. And there's a lot of good, more recent Alon stuff too, but yeah, that was on Arista and 77 Cream City, and it was just a wonderful album. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. We got Jack, we got Ruth, we got Lisa, and hopefully you two coming up right here. And the first request that Fran had, this was the one that gave me a fit trying to find it, but I did, and you'll hear it next on WGN Radio.
Don't want no loving. Don't want no kissing. Don't want no gal to call me honey. Don't want my name in the Hall of Fame. just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that lettuce, hear me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats, let me walk around and waller in Mazuma. El Dinero, wanna be a millionaire? Give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition, that's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits, I'm a demon in addition. Give me shekels, give me pesos, let me see their smiling faces. Money, 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 money. I wanna get me a suit that's made out of loot and whistle the wearing in green. I got that monetary itis, like speeches, like King Midas. Want that golden touch is what I mean. Give me that old double eagle. Want that tender that is legal and financially substantially any sum I can inveigle. Want a living regal splendor for that loving legal tender. Money, 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 money. I'm a greenback collector, I'm a paper bill inspector, I'm a savage for that cabbage man, to me is golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me, spread those loving germs upon me. Money, 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 money. And if they ever plant trees of each verbus unum, I wanna be the guy that they send out to prune them. Oh, give me money!
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So Fran last night had requested it and said, so it was Phil Harris. And I thought, well, it sure sounds like it, doesn't it? No, not a chance. Actually, I don't even know that this is on vinyl. It must be, but it came from a Muppets episode, episode 106, actually. And it was by Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, who were sort of the house band for the Muppets. It was also in the Fraggle Rock movie. But it was 1976 on the Muppets, episode 106, if you're looking for it. And that was Money. All right. A fine song all the way around. So 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. Staying on cassettes for a moment. We've got Linda in Richardson Park. How's it going, Linda?
Oh, just fine. I was just listening to the gentleman that called before me about his cassette tape he was trying to record.
Uh-huh.
And I thought about it. I said, well, you know, I got a lot of, I guess you would call them the 8-tracks.
Sure.
They're kind of big.
Oh, yeah.
And from way back when my kids were like, I don't know, 9, 10,
yeah, sure.
15, 16. And I had a lot of them collected from different family functions.
Sure.
Like
sure.
When people would come from out of town, I videoed them. And my kids, I had a place in the closet. And when I would leave out to go to work or whatever, they would go into my closet, get one of those 8-tracks, and they would tape their wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, on top of it. So they were sneaking doing that, and I didn't know it. And one day I was going to pull a tape out to show the family member. They had this guy on there, Andre somebody.
Okay.
Wrestling. I'm going like, what in the world is this? And they sit there like they didn't do anything. And so I went through a lot of my tapes. They re-taped over about 8 of them.
Oh, yeah.
But is there any way I could get Andre the Giant off of my family tapes?
Well, you won't be able to put back what you had on it, if that's what you mean.
Oh, that's the problem.
No, no. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was recorded over, that's destroyed. I'm surprised you had anything like that on an 8-track, though you could have if you had an 8-track recorder. God knows I had them, but are you talking?
Well, it wasn't an 8-track. It was a VHS. Oh, that's what it was.
Oh, because I was going to say, if you're talking video, I thought maybe you're talking a Super 8. That's before video. Yeah, VHS tapes. No, whatever is recorded over it, you're never going to be able to get what was underneath it. No.
Mm-hmm. Those boys, I've told them I will never forgive them. Because
right.
A lot of the people, a lot of my relatives was on there. They passed away and everything.
Oh, we sure.
We had like family functions and stuff.
Sure.
And they grown now. And I always tell them, I don't know why you guys decided to take my tapes.
And record over them, yeah. Oh, man.
It was all wrestling. They didn't do all of them, but I told them, I'm going to make y'all one day, even though one is 45 and the other one, he's 46. I'm going to make y'all look through all those tapes and see which ones don't have that on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm gonna
absolutely, you should do that. You should absolutely go through them.
I'm going to make them go through them because they're the one messing up. They're grown and got kids now.
Yeah, no, 100%. Now, the problem is they probably don't have VHS machines anymore. God knows we do. We have every format known to man. But, you know, you can't find them anymore. So
well, you know, you can go to the pawn shop.
Oh, yes. Right. You can also go to Goodwill usually and find them.
But yep. Just, you know, because they got this program that they you can send all your tapes in and they'll put it on a CD for you now.
Yeah, sure.
And I said, if I don't want to send all of them and half of them got Andre the Giant on it and then got some of my people on it. That don't make sense.
Right,
and I can't tell them to block it. And
right.
One other quick question.
Yeah.
When I got married in 1974, and I have these little tiny, I don't even think they make these things. They're 8 millimeter.
Yes.
It's of my wedding.
Sure.
And I don't even think they got the thing where you could put it in and show it anymore.
You could. There are people who will do that same kind of a transfer for you, to take an 8 millimeter and put it onto a DVD.
That's what I want to do,
right.
Because they have my mother, my father, my mother-in-law, a lot of people, all the girls that was in my wedding, I'd love to put it.
It's a film transfer service, and they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume, you know, you don't want to do this yourself. You want to send it somewhere. And I assume in Chicago, there's probably several choices. I'll try to look some up for you. But this is real common that somebody has all the old formats and will be happy to, for a price, you know, turn them into DVDs or whatever you want.
Right.
It's just film transfers. And it can be 8 millimeter or it can be Super 8. As far as that goes.
You know, because
a lot of Super 8s are what they used to use for porno films before we had VHS and all that. So there's a lot of Super 8 out there. But there's some people, of course, who are using Super 8 for other reasons, obviously. So that tape exists and transferring it shouldn't be a problem. So,
You hit me to, as they say, you hit me to a lot of stuff.
Well, I will look for someone in the Chicago area. Oh, John has a suggestion. What?
8 millimeter film or 8 millimeter video.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's probably 8 millimeter film. It was her wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bitty tiny round, you know.
Yeah, little tiny round things with film on it. Yeah, because there's 8 millimeter
video.
Yeah,
no bigger than an orange. It's no bigger than an orange around that side.
Right. Yeah.
Eight millimeter.
Yeah, it's film. It's not video. All right. Yes, I'll start looking for people who do it, and I'll let you know.
Okay, and then I would like you to request a song.
Okay.
I haven't heard this song in a long time, and it's always relaxed me because we've been having terrible weather over here.
Mm.
So I was thinking about the song, California Dreaming, by the Mamas and the Papas.
Okay, sure.
Gotcha.
All right, yeah.
That was a beautiful song, and thank you for taking my call. You always give me good advice.
Oh, I'm happy to, and I still have I say a little prayer coming up, too. And, of course, Marlo and his family also did a version of California Dreamin', you know. But I'll play your Mamas and Papas for you, and I'll find some transfer services in Chicago. I'm sure they're there.
Yeah, just say it over the radio.
I will do it.
Because I'll be listening.
Okay, right, good
thanks
deal.
Thanks a lot.
Excellent, appreciate it.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, we're going to check out the news here in a moment, but Jack in St. Charles has a request, and Ruth and Gurney mentioned it's National Prayer Day. It's National Law Day, too. That's why there was no Karen Reed trial today, but it'll pick up tomorrow. We will go over the whole story, because I realize I keep mentioning it in parts, and if you're not in the Boston area or just an aficionado of Court TV, you probably don't know the whole story of Karen Reed and the murder, so we'll get to that. And Fran in Austin, we're going to talk about her request. All right, I've got more of her requests as well. So all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Please give me a chance. I know it's no good, and that I would leave you someday. But let me tell you, as long as time endures, I belong to no one else, be only yours. 'Cause baby, I love you. Girl, I place no one above you, and I want you by my side. I need you to be satisfied.
take a boy like me, a girl like you. Give me a chance to make a love. I know that they've told you that I am a playboy, 'cause everybody thinks an entertainer's that way. But listen, to me you're like an angel from above, a thing of pure beauty, a girl to love. And baby, I love you. I place no one above you, and I want you by my side. I need you to be satisfied. Give me a mountain of love so true, I'll give it back, 'cause all I need.
Very young, Alon Butler and the New Breed Band. Please give me a chance. That was on PKC, which actually was a little Milwaukee label back in the day. And that was Phil Klinger and Paul Carson, I think. So 1967 PKC for Alon Butler and the New Breed. All right, so 888-876-5593. I've been sitting here looking for places that are close to Richardson Park for Linda, and there actually are so many places that it's unbelievable, but the closest to Richardson Park I can find actually is in Schererville, Indiana, which is just across that way, but that's probably closest. But nonetheless, there's a ton of them. Most of them will do shipping and free shipping too, but like Video Playground on South Kedzie, or Digital Convert Service in Skokie, or Chicago Transfer, and that's in Schaumburg. They're big. They're real big, and they have satellite offices everywhere. Digital Saviors in Elk Grove. Those are just a few, but there's a lot of them, and it's no problem when you're talking about formats that were widely used. You know, your 8 millimeter or 16 millimeter film, for instance. There's a lot of that, and so transferring it to a DVD, or if you want to transfer to anything else too, you know, a thumb drive, whatever floats your boat, it can be done. And you want to check a lot of them, and they all reviews, and some of them have some nice 5-star reviews. You know, the bottom line is you want to check price too, because that can vary from one to one. But some are very neighborhoody and fairly small, and others, like I say, are just huge. So tons of choices. So there you go. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, so Fran want to talk about a request. So hello, Fran.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for all the trouble you took to find that. Oh, that was not the version that I remember, but I kind of liked it. Dr. Demento used to play it.
I'm sure, and that's exactly who I thought of. And, you know, I can't find it by somebody else, and I'd love to find it by somebody else, but it was...
Yeah, it was definitely Phil Harris. You can't miss that voice.
Well, and that kind of... that's interesting. And the reason I say that is supposedly Philip Balson and Dennis Lee wrote it. And so that would knock out Phil Harris doing it. So I wonder...
Really? But God, so, I would have sworn, because I had it on cassette. Of course, I can't find it now because I've got boxes and boxes and boxes
tell me
of cassettes.
About it. Tell me about it, yes.
And, you know, trying to go through them. And I've got a lot of... I used to tape the Dr. Demento show.
Right.
And, you know, so I got a lot of... I wish I still had, back in the 70s, I had a reel-to-reel recorder, and I used to put it on kind of slower so that I could, you know, get... And I had Dr. Demento shows, and I had them dated, and they had a lot of stuff, you know, because in the earlier days, he played, I think, you know, a lot better stuff. He had to start appeal to the national
audience, right? It was different when it was just on KMET.
Yeah, and then, well, of course, and then when I finally heard it, I've heard it on KMET. In fact, I used to do everything I could to get out of doing family stuff so I could listen to Dr.
Right,
Demento.
Absolutely, yes.
oh, God, I got in big trouble. I went to my, because I, you know, you have to go to this dinner with them. So, you know, I'm in my teens, got to do what my mom says, you know, kind of thing, at least when she knows about it. Anyway.
Right.
So I got in trouble because I, you know, took my little radio and my earphones and somebody said something to me and I didn't hear them and my mother looked and she's got her earphones and tearing that radio off. But it's Dr. Demento.
Yeah, right. Oh, believe me. Absolutely. You betcha. No, I hated missing the doctor and I too have a ton of tapes, but mine aren't cassette. They're 10-inch reel to reel. And
well, that's the problem. The first ones I made were reel to reel because I had a reel to reel recorder at that time and I could put a lot of shows, you know, on there.
Yeah.
And, oh, God, I wish I could find, well, my stupid, abusive ex-boyfriend at the time took all that stuff.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. But in a way, I was more glad to get rid of him.
Right, it was worth it. Whereas the rest was collateral damage. And so, so I'm looking to, because the deal is I'm looking for who might have done money other than on Fraggle Rock and all that and on Muppets. And like I say, normally Dennis Lee and Phil Balsam are credited with it. They were Canadian guys. And this, they would have been, again, too young for Phil Harris. But it sounds just like something Phil Harris should have done. And I looked for
kind of sneering,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
You know, that's what was missing in that. That, you know, that was a good version in a way, but you know, was missing that kind of.
You're absolutely right. But I just can't find other, you know, like I said, I went through everything Phil Harris ever did, and that, I just couldn't find it. And all I kept coming back to was the thing that was in Fraggle Rock and also was on episode 106 of the, you know, the Muppets, and it claims that Phil Balsam wrote it, collaborating with Dennis Lee. Dennis Lee would have written the lyrics. I don't know. And I assume someone else must have done it. Yeah. Now we need to find out an alternate version. Darn it, Dr. Demento, where are you now? We need you.
Yeah, really. Is he still with us?
Yes, he is still with us, and you know, sadly, I say sadly because it's beyond what anything I can easily afford, you know, because if I spend everything online, my God, I'd be everything. But he has a website, Dr. Demento, drdemento.com, and he streams, and you can be a member. But again, you got to pay, and it's not cheap.
Now, that I would pay for if I could afford it.
All right, well, let's see.
Because there are times when I just, like tonight, for example, could use the good doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can hear current and classic Dr. Demento shows online right here. There are hundreds of shows archives. We expand the show selection on a regular basis. Let's see. It says, I bought a show. How do I listen to it? You should receive an email immediately with details. If you not get the email, please check your spam folder. Okay, so he's saying they've got a store and all that. So let's look at the streaming. It says I can buy it right here. Let's see how much this would cost me. Will they tell me? I know I've looked at this before, and I was like, oh, boy. And the archives range all the way back to 1970, but it looks like it's per show. Let's see. But if you're a Dr. Demento online club member, you get a new episode every week and 3 credits per week to spend on thousands of hours of archives. And they've got plenty of frequently asked questions. And okay, so if I want to be a member, it's $14.95 a month. If I want to be a yearly subscriber, it's $150 a month. If I want the economy monthly subscription, it's just $10 a month when I get the new episode each week, but no archive credits. So then the question is, how much are the archives? Because that's where you're going to find what you want, probably. I don't know. Well, it's all here, and
I'll go. I can go and look it up.
Right.
Dr. Demento.
Yeah, drdemento.com. And, you know, he's upfront. And I says, why can't I stream the shows for free? Why? Because we pay royalties for streaming through ASCAP and BMI. They license public performances.
Sure.
And, and, you know, I'm sure at this point they pay Sound Exchange, too. So I get it. I don't begrudge them anything as far as that goes. It's just that after a while, there's so many things that cost that you say, all right, this is my budget for online, and that isn't in it. But maybe I should revisit that.
I know. That's one of the things that I was going to use when, because I, you know, buy a lot of, like, I've got Netflix, and I've got, you know, even you know, some other radio things. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I can say, well, I need this, cause, the money I get from, right, you know, my mother's estate. I use it to buy the things I need online. You know?
Right. Well, absolutely. And it, you know, it all comes down to, you know, picking and choosing and your priorities. And so certainly it's there. And like I say, dating back to 1970. And what you can do when you get there is you can choose by era. Like you can click on 1970 and see what's available as far as that goes. And so earliest air checks. And so you can buy an air check for $3. Which isn't bad, you know, as far as that goes.
That's not bad.
And by the way, 1970, remember, this is before KMET. This is KPPC. So this is really early.
Wow, and I didn't know that he was on before KMET.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's where they got him, KPPC. Yeah. So, So yeah, good old Pasadena Community College, and, you know, a public station that I like that little station because they had Johnny Otis on with the show. Can't beat that. So all that old stuff. I've still got all
Johnny
those old
Otis,
cassettes. Right, exactly. I've got every one of those old cassettes, and I know that because I was just packing them to move them from one location to another. I thought, wow, I still have these. Oh, how about that? Boxes of them. All right, so...
God, between Gary and I, we have so many tapes, and then one time we were moving, and we got so just, you know, overwhelmed and, you know, kind of last minute that we just, you know, we had them all, you know, his and mine. And we just, you know, started dumping them all in one big box.
Right.
Like, oh, God.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the KPPC stuff went through about October of 71. And then in December of 71, that's when it started on KMET. But in between, there were a couple weeks on KPFK, the Pacifica station.
Oh, yeah, I used to listen to KPFK. I was a Pacifica girl.
Well, there you go. So I think there was one episode on there after KPPC, and then it started December 18th, 1971, was the first KMET show. So, there's a lot of stuff. Not all of them, obviously. And on each one where you listen it, he talks to some degree about what he's playing. So you can look at him and see if those are the songs you want or not. So for $3 each, if you find money, that's worth $3. I'll buy it for you for $3, but you have to go through it to find it.
If I find it, I'll try to find a way to send it to you.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to do? If it came out on the Muppets in 76, probably 76 is the year I should start looking for this. So,
I don't know, because when I heard it, it was in the early, because when I first started, when I first heard Dr. Demento, it was, I think, in, I was just starting college, so it was right after 74. Because I graduated from high school in 74.
Okay.
So it must have been around that time.
So what I have to do here, I have to break down and have John call Dr. Demento, and let's have him back on the air. It's been a long time.
So. Oh, that would be so great. I'd love to hear him again. I had about a 20-minute conversation with him one time, and he was just so nice.
He is.
I had called because my local, there was no place I could get this, you know, they had it on KOME for a while, and they had it on KSJO for a while, and in fact, I had a big argument with the guy, I think, at KSJO about it, because he was putting down, kept calling it the Dr. Tormento show.
Oh, no.
And about 18, 19, something like that. Anyway, I was furious because my idea is, okay, you do not, even if you hate what you're playing,
right?
You know, if it's a, something, you don't do that.
Right, don't put down your own content.
People are calling in to listen.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah, I can't imagine putting down your own content.
People are calling in to listen
right.
to this show,
right.
And, you know, this is just not right what you're doing, and I'm going to, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to get a hold of your station manager, and, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, right.
And he actually got so upset with me that he put it to a vote. And I said, okay, this is stupid. You're asking people who are tuning in to listen to the Dr. Demento show if they want to hear it again, and you're wanting them to say no so that you think you've got some kind of power that you can, you know, just go in there and you know, and do that. He was a too cool, you know, he was too cool for school kind of guy. Guy was named... called himself Lobster. What do you expect?
Okay. Well, you know, the deal was, of course, it ran on, for whatever reason, it ran primarily on AOR stations. And so it was the album rock crowd. And yes, I think some of their regular weekday jocks hated it. But the rest of us, we might not even listen to that radio station any other time. But man, Sunday night, Dr. Demento can't miss it. So, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, that's, same, that's the way I was. Yep. I didn't hardly ever listen to
exactly. That's exactly right. All right, well, I'm going to have John...
But, I was mad.
I will have John do that, and if he's willing, we will have the good doctor on again.
That would be wonderful. All right.
All right,
thanks
good deal.
Lot, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay.
So, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, Al Green. And it was Billy Bob and Bourbonnais that wanted to hear Hold Your Hand, and that's what it says on the label. I assumed that this was just, you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel to have something else for a CD, right? It turned out that High released this as a 45 in 1969. Want to Hold Your Hand. That's exactly what it says. Al Green. So there you have it, Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. Yeah. Don't worry, I won't be playing it again to anybody else who just heard it. Jack in St. Charles, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey.
What's up?
I'd like to... not me. I'm lying down.
Okay, good.
I'd like to request a couple of tunes.
Okay.
Bobby Blue Bland's Turn On Your Love Light.
Okay, I'm writing this. You betcha, I have it.
And perhaps the Walker Brothers, Make It Easy On Yourself.
Okay, their version, okay.
Yeah, your choice. You want Jerry Butler. It's a good song.
Oh, I happen to play the Walker Brothers. There you have it, Jack. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so good deal. Yeah, the Walker Brothers. Actually, they tried like hell for people to think they were British because they really didn't make it in California where they were from. But they did pretty well for a couple records there in the mid-60s as a British band from California. All right, so 888-876-5593. Two more hours. Attendance will be taken. We'll talk to Ruth and Gurney, Lisa and Dundee, and hopefully you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Don't want no lovin', don't want no kissin', don't want no gal to call me honey.
Don't want my name in the Hall of Fame. Just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that let us hear me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats. Let me walk around and waller in Mazuma, El Dinero. Want to be a millionaire? Give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition. That's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits. I'm a demon at addition. Give me shekels, give me pesos. Let me see their smiling faces. Money, 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 money. I want to get me a suit that's made out of loot and whistle the wearing of the green. I've got that monetary itis, like to be just like King Midas. Want that golden touch is what I mean. Give me that old double eagle. Want that tender that is legal and financially, substantially, any summer can inveigle. Want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. I'm a greenback collector. I'm a paper bill inspector. I'm a savage for that cabbage.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I bet you that's what Fran's talking about. And I found it in a couple of ways. And I believe that Thomas and Anita are going to talk about it too. But I thought, well, all right, Muppets, Jim Henson. Let's read about Jim Henson and what he loved. And sure enough, what do I come up with? One of his favorite songs was Money by Mel Blanc. Well, so that was easy to look up. I even had it on the computer. And Stan Freberg wrote it, which says everything, doesn't it? Co-wrote it. Ruby Raskin was the other guy who wrote that as well. And yes, Ruby was a guy. All right, so Thomas in Columbus, what do you want to add to the story?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
Hello, don't die. Don't fall over.
Can you hear me?
Well, I could for a moment there. All right, hopefully it wasn't Thomas's end, and he'll call us back. That did not sound good. All right, but Anita's in Beloit. All right, Anita, so what you got?
Hi, that's what I came up with.
Yeah, so do you remember it?
No, what I did was I typed into my browser, Money, Dr. Demento.
Oh.
And what came up was... Hang on a second here. I'm trying to get back there. La, 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 la. It came up. It says Dr. Demento Show, number 51 through 21, May 23rd, 2015. And it says this show has seven parts, and it has all sorts of things regarding money. And one of the songs... was under part three. It said Money, Mel Blanc.
There you are.
So I just typed in under my browser, Money, Mel Blanc, and it came up, and I listened to it, and I thought, oh, this has got to be the song they're talking about, because it, especially when it ended with that, I want to, if they ever plant a tree about with the E pluribus unum tree, I want to be the gardener.
I want to prune it. Absolutely.
And I thought, this has got to be the one. So I thought, I called in and I'm like, John, this has got to be the one. Tell her, Mel Blanc.
Absolutely. And what's interesting, like I say, when I went out, I should have tried it your way. I went out in the Jim Henson way, figuring, well, the Muppets, you know. And sure enough, it came up that way, who loved parodies, but particularly liked that one. And there it said Stan Freberg, which makes sense. It sounds like Stan Freberg, doesn't it? And Ruby Raskin. So that was on TV in 1954. There you have it.
Oh, I'm glad we found it.
Yes, I am too. And thank you for your help.
No problem.
All right. Okay, bye.
Have a good night.
You too. So now under Jim Henson Company, you can also see when it was on The Tonight Show and all sorts of other things. But Mel Blanc. So I'm sure that is the one that Fran remembers so well. All right. So with that in mind, if you have anything to add to the parade, by all means, please do. But does it get better than Freberg? Well, especially with Mel Blanc doing it. There you have it, 1954, Money. And so Fran can now look that up on her computer and download it any way she wants to and have it again and again and again. All right, so I believe that Thomas from Columbus is going to call back.
Thanks. Good night.
You too. Near as I can tell, that is the case. So let's see about Thomas. All right, Thomas, so are you there?
I am. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, it sounded like your phone was getting you.
Yeah, I don't know what's these contraptions.
Yeah. So do you remember the Mel Blanc?
It's actually not Mel Blanc. It's by Big Jim Buchanan. It's on Century. It's from 1954.
Yeah, this is from 54 also with Mel Blanc. But so Big Jim Buchanan?
Yes, and wait till you guess who Big Jim Buchanan was. It was a pseudonym.
Well, of course it was. Of course it was.
Paul Freed.
Yeah, right. All right, so he put it out as well. It probably a better version, actually.
That's the one that you've been playing. That's the version that got the play because...
All right.
And it is on YouTube. I just watched it maybe 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
So that, it is on YouTube.
Well, then we have to hear Big Jim Buchanan. Absolutely. Yeah. Who isn't? Yeah, absolutely. All right. Yeah, good.
And when you think about Paul Frees, that he was the perfect guy to do that.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I agree with that entirely.
And I do have a request.
Okay.
It's one of my dad's records. He was a big influence on my musical taste. So I would like to hear Betty and Dupree by Chuck Willis on Atlantic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. I will do that. And, of course, that's a sort of a true story.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It was a soap opera. All right. Good deal, Thomas. I will play it.
Okay,
thanks.
You.
Appreciate it. Yeah, he deserves that. He absolutely deserves that. So now I gotta hear the big Jim version of that as well. Good stuff. Yeah, I love it. All right, so we have Mark is a first-time caller. Welcome to WGN Radio, Mark. Nope, Mark is gone. Mark, you're supposed to wait. All right, we try to get to first-time callers first because they don't wait very long, as we've just found out, but maybe he'll call back. Otherwise, Ruth and Lisa are up next here on WGN Radio.
Don't want no loving. Don't want no kissing. Don't want no gal to call me, honey. Don't want my name in the Hall of Fame. Just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar. For that lettuce, let me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats. Let me walk around and waller in Mazuba. El De Niro, wanna be a millionaire. Give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition. That's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits. I'm a demon at addition. Give me shekels. Give me pesos. Let me see their smiling faces. Give me money, 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 money. I want to get me a suit that's made out of loot and whistle the wearing of the green. I got that monetary itis. Like to be just like King Midas. I like that golden touch is what I mean. Give me that old double eagle. Want that tender that is legal. I am financially substantial. Any sum I can inveigle. Want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money.
Now that's pretty good, Big Jim. But tell us more, huh?
Yeah, I'm a greenback collector. I'm a paper bill inspector. I'm a savage for that cabbage. Man, to me, it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me. Spread those loving germs upon me. Give me money, 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 money. Just let me roll round upon it. Stuff those bank rags in my bonnet. Any kind, just so some president has got his picture on it. Let me feel it. Let me hold it. Let me just sit there and fold it. Give me money, 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 money. I want a carload of cash. The kind I can stash. A vat full of Vodio dough. You know your banker never lets it. Matter whereabout you gets it. Have you got it, boy? That's all he wants to know. Yeah. So give me treasure I can measure, cause that's my idea pleasure. Give me wampum, gelder, geetus. Let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in regal splendor with that love and legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. And if they ever plant trees of E. pluribus unum, I want to be the guy they send out to prune them.
I think that's the definitive version. I would go with that. Big Jim Buchanan, of course, is Paul Frees. And I looked it up, and that was on Dr. Demento, as far as that goes, September 9th, 1973. All right. So that's the deal. But I tried to figure out whether Mel Blanc was first or whether Paul Frees as Big Jim Buchanan was first. And bottom line is they're probably within a month of each other either way, and I don't know who was. But I think I like the Paul Frees. But regardless, there is more more money than probably Fran ever thought she'd hear again on the radio. That might be true for you, too. So, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So, Lisa in Dundee, what's up tonight, Lisa?
Hey, Raleigh. You know, it's been such an interesting week in topics. And I have a I wanted to kind of lighten things up and suggest a movie that sort of ties in some of the things that you've been talking about.
Okay.
And the movie is called Defending Your Life.
Okay.
And it stars Albert Brooks.
Oh, I love it already.
And Meryl Streep, among others.
Okay.
And the premise is that when you die, you go to a place sort of like purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
And you get assigned a lawyer, and you have to then defend your life. And, you know, the prosecutor will bring up points in your life where you may have made the wrong choice, and then you and your lawyer have to defend why you made that choice. And if you defend your life properly, you move on. And if you don't, then you're sent back to Earth to do it again. And it's very funny, but it's also very poignant, and it's just such a great movie.
All right, and Defend Your Life.
Defending Your Life.
Defending right, Your Life, Albert all right.
Brooks. Yeah, defending Your Life.
I'll look for this.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, okay, bye. Yeah, sounds good to me. All right, 888-876-5593. So we find here that Fran says that's the one. All right, so the Paul Frees version it is. It's listed as a Big Jim Buchanan. All right, so there you have it, Fran.
Hi there. Yeah, it's, all of those were great, but the Jim Buchanan one is the one that, and I could have sworn, and I don't know, they do sound familiar, but now that I hear it, I know darn well, it wasn't Phil Harris, but thank you to everybody who checked, and yes, that was the right one.
All right, so Dr. DeMeno, September 9th, 1973, but there are several versions of the Big Jim Buchanan version right on YouTube, so now you can have it for any time you want to hear it.
Yeah, that was what, because some of the lines were missing from the other, there were a couple of lines that were a little different. When I heard them, yes.
All right.
That's it. Also, I just wanted to quickly thank, I think it was Laura in Des Plaines called last night with some very nice comments for me, and I just want to thank her for her encouragement and all your listeners, but her especially, because she did call last night and say, something that kind of cheered me up. So I just wanted to thank her for that.
Good, good, good. Well, you sound in better spirits today.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I
feel terrible.
Right, I know. But you're faking it so well.
I can do that. Yeah. I learned how to do that at a young age because I was not allowed to be sad.
Right, right. Either that or, I was sick as a kid, so I always could sound like $1 million even if I couldn't get out of bed. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good
I know
deal.
There are days when I know you're not feeling well, and, I would never know it if you hadn't said.
Yeah.
I
did perfect that as well. Might be the only talent I got out of childhood, but there it was.
Okay, thanks right, a lot, Raleigh.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
The other thing was the voice that I have now, I had at like 12. And so it's always been the same. And, in the past it was funny because I remember in junior high, I could call in for kids and claim to be their mother and get them out sick. Yeah, right. A nice little sideline. So 888-876-5593. We've got, we're going to get to Ruth. Don't go away, Ruth. But Herb in Elgin has advice for Jim. All right, Herb, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Enjoyed your show, always listening. And the other day I was listening and I heard him talking something about Jim had eye problems.
Yeah.
And he was trying to figure out what could he do about his phone. Well, I have low vision also, but I have a smartphone, which is an 8. And I have two apps on there, one which is called Seeing AI.
Uh-huh.
And that's free.
Uh-huh.
And then you could have them installed on your phone. Then also I have another one, which is Be My Eyes,
oh, yeah.
Which is also...
Yeah.
Right. So he could have them installed as a phone to call. And I also could take my phone and actually read documents and also read money. You know, so those two, all you have to do is just speak to it and say, hey, Siri, you know, and then tell it what you want to do.
That's great. I knew about Be My Eyes, but seeing AI is new to me, and I'm looking at it. Talking camera for the blind. That's great.
Right, right. Yeah, my son installed it on my phone.
Okay.
So it works real good, and it saves you a lot of time, and you don't have to really see everything, but you just tell it what to do, and it'll do it.
I like it. Thank you so much. That's great.
Yeah, also... Yeah, also, I have a couple of requests, if you can. One of them would be by Lou Rawls, Groovy People.
Okay.
And also, You Have One Life to Live.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I enjoy your show.
Okay, Herb, thanks for calling.
I figured I would pass in information so maybe Jim could look into it.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you.
Okay, all right.
All
thanks
right, good
a lot.
Deal. Yeah, and so the seeing AI, and like I say, that's a new one to me, downloadable on the App Store or on Google, so whether you've got an Android or you've got an iPhone, it's a free app that narrates the world around you, designed with a blind and low vision in mind. It's an ongoing research project, so if you had it before and you checked it out and say, I don't know, check it out again, because it's always developing, and it assists with daily tasks from reading to describing photos to identifying products and a lot more. So I know at one point Jim was saying he had to have a magnifier to read a label or whatever. Well, not with this. And as I say, it continues to evolve. So seeing AI. So that's another possibility and absolutely free. So might as well download it and play with it. Indeed. 888-876-5593. And again, like I say, we'll get to Ruth right after the news, I promise. And National Prayer Day. And like I say, National Law Day too. So some courts were closed, particularly in Boston for the Karen Reed trial. But that'll be back in swing tomorrow. And tonight, later, we'll revisit to that. Karen from Chicago's also got some advice for Jim that we'll hear about, too. Your calls, your requests. I know I got more of Fran's, but also some of Linda's. And we just recently picked up a Walker Brothers request. So all that and more will be coming up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Gather around me, everybody. I'm gonna tell you a story about Betty and Dupree. Betty told Dupree, I want a diamond ring. Lord, Betty told Dupree, I want a diamond ring.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1958, Chuck Willis, Betty and Dupree on Atlantic. Yeah, absolutely a true story. I think we've told this before. That's Frank Dupree, and he was enamored with Betty Andrews in Atlanta. And Betty Andrews, well, she was actually a poser. She claimed that she was a dancer and all this stuff. But they went out on a few dates, and basically Betty said, I like nice things. You want me to go out again with you? I want some nice things. That's sort of the motivation there. So what happens is Frank, 19 years old, downtown Atlanta, goes to, I forget the name of the store. I'll think of it in a moment. Anyway, it's a jewelry store. And he winds up shooting the security guard. And I think somebody else too. So anyway, the bottom line was that he was a wanted man. He went back to Betty for a minute there, but then he got out of town. And the interesting story at the time, why it was in the news a lot, was he eluded capture for weeks, and he was in a number of places from Chattanooga to Detroit and on and on and on. But anyhow, eventually they found him, and he was guilty, and they hung him. And he was the last person to be hanged in Georgia. They switched to the electric chair after that. But that's Betty and Dupree. But there are two sides to the story because, interestingly, some claim that Betty took him to the jewelry store and pointed out what she wanted him to steal. Well, he to his dying day said, no, she didn't. So who knows? And that was the deal. And yeah, there's a little more to the story, but those are the cliff notes. So 888-876-5593. All right, so yes, it's National Prayer Day, the first Thursday in May, and today is May 1st, May Day, May Day. So Ruth and Gurney, what do you want to say about it?
Well, I first want to tell you that I had a pocket full of blessings call today, and I had gotten discouraged. I only get my mail once a week or once and a half week. Mm-hmm. And I started on something at the beginning of the week. A juxtaposition that I wanted my adopted granddaughter, who I'd never met, to go to a tea at the Drake for Meghan and Harry. And I had no way of knowing anything, but a few weeks ago I found her mom's address. And I can't get close enough for an incredible invitation, a pocket full of blessings, by tomorrow to alert them that an invitation is there at an event, location, better than the Drake. So back to Mere Brotherhood's prayer service today in Gurnee. I think it was absolutely amazing that in my own hometown, the Philadelphia Kid Mere Brotherhood would have a prayer service and play that money song as often as possible. You could do, what do I know? And you ask that all the time. You could do incredible things for the economy with those money songs. So the prayer breakfast was held at Viking Park, which is near the railroad, the Amtrak, leaving from Chicago or returning throughout the nation. And Gurnee is named after a Chicago mayor because of that railroad station. I often ask people, and they don't know. It's amazing that they don't know who Gurnee is named after. Then we have a Wentworth subdivision across the street from St. Paul, and the pastor is the chaplain, the pastor for Great America in Gurnee. And then I had fortune cookies sent to St. Therese on Wentworth in Chinatown just last week. And so did Mayor Brotherhood. He got a bundle of St. Valentine's Day fortune cookies. So this prayer thing, I think, was enormous. We have a street named Patriot in Gurnee. I have a fascination for streets that are named in villages and towns. And I'm really happy and proud that we do have a street named Patriot right in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So prayer day was significantly important. Much more, we take it for granted, how much can be accomplished. As I say, play that money song. The forefathers knew what they were doing. I love the $100 Ben Franklin. It's just one of my favorite items of pocket full of miracles. And so that was what I thought I would bring up.
All right.
With your team, Raleigh team.
All right.
We could all enter with the prayer day service today and pray for our country and this nation and the economic problems and all of the blessings that come with the prayers. I think it's amazing the things that can be done.
Okay.
I've seen them myself. I have a pocket full of miracles in my lifetime with my granddaughter who was put up for adoption, whom I've never seen,
right.
And I'm looking forward to anything I can do going her way. And so do that. See if our listeners are listening enough to one of the most pertinent backbones of our country, National Prayer Day.
There you are. Ruth, you ramble with the best of them. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Ruth can cover 20 subjects in one. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do. If you really love him, and there's nothing I can do, don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through. And make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. 'Cause breaking up is so very hard to do. And if the way I hold you can't compare to his grace, no words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling. If this is goodbye.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's such a strong song, even the Walker Brothers couldn't screw it up. Actually, there's a good arranger on that, Ivor Raymond, who did most of Dusty Springfield's stuff. But, of course, the story there was Dionne Warwick had the original demo, and Burt Bacharach obviously wrote it with Hal David, but Jerry Butler heard it because the folks at VJ had been on a listening trip looking for material, and he said, well, that's perfect. A girl should, you know, just release it. Well, Florence Greenberg at Scepter would not release it. So Jerry, of course, flew to New York and had Burt Bacharach at the session do it almost line for line the way that Dionne would. And so 3 months after Dionne went into the studio to record a demo, of course, Jerry Butler went into the studio and came out with a hit song. Later, finally, years later, Florence Greenberg released it. I don't know if it was as a single. Probably not. But that was just a loss. That was Dionne Warwick's song. But anyway, that was the Walker Brothers, who were not brothers and not British. But anyhow, 888-876-5593. That takes us to Karen in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I was listening last night. Mark thoroughly confused me. Evidently, he has a fancy phone.
He has an iPhone.
Like you said, with yours, you know, the button on the right is off and on, and and when on the left is volume. Okay, as far as making calls and stuff, what they told us at Chicago Lighthouse, because I had trouble with it. And what you can do is you can go to phone, and then you can get the keyboard. And what you do is, as you swipe, you'll hear the number, and then you double tap on what you want. But you can also ask Siri to make your call for you.
Right. Well, you see, let me interrupt you, Karen, and say Mark got way off field yesterday, and everybody else is too.
I got lost.
But you see, we're not talking about how to use the phone. We're not. That's a given. We're talking about how to use the phone as a tool with apps so that it will do things, so the camera will read things out to you and everything else. That's the important part here. So, no, we're not needing a primer on how to use the phone.
No, I didn't. Well, what we did is, and I have several blind friends who have iPhones, and we just say, Siri, call, like, 8876.
That's not why. Yeah. That's not what he needs. He needs something that he can hold it up
I'm
to something.
Sorry.
He can hold the phone up to something that the camera will read out exactly what it's pointing at. those kind of things.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, well, so did Mark, actually. So don't worry about it. But yeah, VoiceOver is one, but there are so many other apps so that the phone becomes your eyes, not so that you can, not so that the phone can be accessible for making calls or surfing the web or answering email. That's a given. But how to turn the phone into your tool for all the things that you need day to day, like reading that label.
Right. I'm sorry. I misunderstood the whole thing. But I'd like to tell Jim anyhow that I'm still praying for him, and hang in there. You can do it.
He can. Absolutely. It's up to him to make that a commitment to himself. You're 100% right.
Thank you, and thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry I screwed up.
Oh, no, that's perfect. That's perfectly fine. And believe me, Mark did too with his deal, because, again, we assume that Jim has the basic proficiency at this point on Siri and everything else, but you can turn that phone literally into your eyes, and that's what he needs. He needs the apps that will do that.
Sure.
All right, thanks.
Okay, well, thank you.
Good deal. Talk to you later. Okay, bye. And there are obviously things with VoiceOver that will help, you know, when you're going to websites and trying to make the grocery list and all that. But really, when you hear about Jim saying, I need a bigger magnifying glass, no, you need no magnifying glass. You need something that's going to read it for you. And that's what some of the apps do. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And that is exactly where we'll pick it up with Eduardo in Tampa and James on the South Side. And you two coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. Yes, Mamas and Papas and Linda in Richardson Park wanted to hear it, and now she has. So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Eduardo in Tampa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
What's up?
Well, my mother's having the procedure Tuesday at Tampa General.
And will it be outpatient?
Yeah, it's going to be outpatient. It's just something where I guess they do like a camera inside the stomach.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it was assigned by her gastroenterologist.
Uh-huh.
So she gets nervous about that stuff, but I told her not to worry about it because, you know, they're not doing surgery on you. So I told her to, you know, try and relax. And
well,
all that, but she
right.
Gets
it's easy,
about that.
Easy for you to say you're not the patient. so, of course, and there's nothing worse than the night before anything, whether it's a procedure or it's surgery or what. So, of course, but she's been through this type thing before, hasn't she?
Yeah. Obviously, she can't eat anything, you know, the prior night.
What are they looking to find? What are the symptoms? I'll say it that way.
Well, she has, some gastroenteritis or diverticulitis, something like that.
Diverticulitis,
I mean, her bowel movement is fine. I mean, there's no, like, blood in the stool or anything like that. But sometimes she complains about stomach aches.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed, you know, because this is something that I wasn't paying attention to also was when she's eating, is that, cause she doesn't eat sometimes in the kitchen. She'll be like in her room, but she has to have like a chair where she's sitting down eating, not like where you're twisting your body and grabbing the plate or anything like that. So you want to be sitting straight eating, you know, you don't want to be twisting your body.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's important, too.
Well, and of course, taking your time and all those things that we know so well. Well, I have a feeling, just from what you're saying, that she's going to be fine. But I assume they're trying to rule out anything significant. And lifestyle factors help. You want to be as calm as possible. You want to take your time eating. You know, it's not an endurance race. And, the benefits of chewing. Explain the benefits of chewing. None of us chew enough is really the truth. But hopefully it's just something like that, and it'll be over before she knows it.
Yeah, like today she went to her primary doctor. She got a B12 injection, and then today was a busy day, and then she went to do a cleaning up with her dentist. So
okay. All right.
She had a busy day today, yeah.
Well, very good.
But Tuesday, that's coming up for her, yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully it'll be over soon, and maybe that'll be the last time.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yes.
Hey, I got to mention before I drop off, Axial Seamount off the coast of Oregon. I saw this in Daily Mail. So they're saying that could be like another eruption there, but nothing like, I guess, like that one in Alaska, but this is like an underwater volcano.
Yeah, it's an underwater volcano. But by the way, yes, it's off the coast of Oregon, but it's 300 miles off the coast of Oregon. And what scientists, you know, I guess at the University of Washington, it's a slow day in Seattle. What else do? You watch the potential eruption. And so they're monitoring it, and they think it'll, they always have these on a timetable, not realizing that the Earth's timetable may not be the same. But they're thinking that by the end of this year, so it's inching closer, could erupt at any time before the end of the year. By the way, again, it's very deep in the ocean and it's 300 miles away. So I would say if you...
No, tsunamis are caused by...
Yeah, right. It's in terms of posing a threat, if it's on your list, make it item 1206.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Tell me about your mom. I want to hear.
Okay.
Keep her in
thoughts.
Yeah, I'll
tell you about that next week.
Sounds
good.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, it's a hot spot in the mantle, but it's not close. Well, we got another hour of this, and I hope you'll join me. We got Jim, we got James, and hopefully you coming up on WGN Radio.
Night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see? It's gotta be one way or the other. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't Bing, it's Frank. It's gotta be this or that.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Benny Goodman, 1945, that's the original recording. Gotta be this or that. And Fran had requested that as well. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And Jim is in Richmond. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going tonight?
I'm in a fantastic mood now after these last phone calls.
Good.
I am going to get that seeing AI.
Okay.
If this was like a year ago, I'd have it already, but I can't figure out how to work the keyboard on my phone when you can't see it, you know?
Right.
To put in my password.
Right. And that that's where you need somebody to help you, because that should be easy and second nature. So we're just praying you'll find somebody to go over with you so you'll get it.
Right. And her daughter lives right on the other side of the lake, and I'm going to call her and see if she'll come by this weekend.
That'd be great.
Because she won't be back till next week.
Okay.
So then I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Number two, I'm glad Fran is okay, because on the ABC News tonight, they said that there was a tornado just north of Austin today.
Wow.
So I'm glad she's okay.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Karen and Toby.
Uh-huh.
And all these other people that are praying for me. Thank you.
Yeah, Tubby, absolutely. And yeah.
Tubby.
Yeah.
And then, okay, now today on the same news that they said for iPhone users, you need to update it because there's a hack on anyone that has the AirDrop.
Mm-hmm.
And so then all I had to do was press a blue button, and the new update went through. That worked out.
Good.
And then here's the funny thing I got yesterday, the day before, and it was a phone number, you know, came across the screen, and I don't answer those things. No, it was a text message that came across, and it's on my screen on the phone, because all the text messages show up on the front screen of my phone before I even look at them. And then it said, you need to schedule an appointment, and hit yes or no.
Yeah.
And then you go down, and I scrolled, and I had Siri read it and everything. They never told you who they were.
Mm-hmm.
They never told you, you know what. And all the way at the bottom in blue, then they have this, you know, link, you know.
You deleted this, right?
Oh, right away.
Delete
and report as junk.
Yes,
but
exactly right.
Make people aware that there's this new thing, because the phone number comes across, but it doesn't say anything about what city or anything, and it doesn't match any of my doctors or anything, you know. So I wanted people to be aware of that new.
Oh, there's so many, Jim. There's so many. There's countless, and you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't recognize the names or you don't recognize the numbers, and they're not pursuant to you, you just hit delete.
Right, and I keep getting these unknown callers.
Right,
my phone's set up that way.
Yeah,
and then when you hear the messages, we're here. We're going to resolve your unpaid taxes.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
they're
all my favorite. Of course, are Arizona residents who get the messages about their overdue payments for tolls. There are no toll roads in the state,
right?
So that kind of thing. Yeah,
I get one a week.
Yeah, of course. Well, one a week. You're doing pretty good. Most people are getting them every hour.
And then they said that on one of the news programs, that's the leading scam that's out there, and you wouldn't believe how many people fall for it.
Absolutely.
That was on the news.
Yeah, there are so many, and just as they're done reporting one, there's another one that's out there. But yes, you're right. Anytime you can update your operating system, especially if you just did it the other day and you find out there's another update, there's probably a reason for that. Update it. Yes, I agree.
Right.
Yes, I agree.
And then I tried calling you back last night, but we ran out of time. I'm glad I didn't call, because I was very upset with Mark. We both know that he didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, he had no idea about your situation whatsoever, right?
Right.
And like I keep saying, yes, you understand Siri. That's not what we're talking here. Yeah.
Right. Siri does all the work for
me. Right, exactly. That part's easy, but we want you to be able to use your phone as a tool, and you will.
Right. I am working on
it. Yep.
I am really looking forward to this seeing AI and seeing if that's the key that I need.
Well, yeah, you know? But again, it may be hard. That's why I want you to have somebody who can see it to set these up for you, because it may be hard to set them up. But you get, your friend's daughter or whatever, you'll be in clover, and there's many like it, Be My Eyes and all that, a lot of them. So,
And I discussed Be My Eyes, and you said they can't be trusted.
Well, so. Yeah, but you see, there's many things you don't care about because you're not trying to be trusted. You know, like if you're if you're somewhere out and you want a label read or whatever, there's no trust involved. You know, the label on the back of Lean Cuisine or whatever, we don't care.
Right.
I'm just saying you don't use them for your important stuff, your bank stuff, anything that's, you know, in any way sensitive. But for the rest of the world, hell, who cares? You know, there no reason. So
you're talking about labels. When I bought that big huge order to put in my freezer,
right?
I asked my friend to get microwave pizza.
Right.
So she picks out a Red Baron pizza. This is what's funny, it happened today. And then she said, "Yeah, this is microwavable." And then I grabbed it tonight to use it, and I used a magnifier, and it took me 10 minutes to find out. You have to preheat it in an oven for 30 minutes and then put it in the microwave.
Oh, God.
And I can't do that.
No.
I can't do that because my oven and my stove, I haven't turned that on in 2 years.
I'll tell you something. Pizza is really hard in microwaves. It never really comes out right. But there are brands like Lean Cuisine has some that you can microwave. I don't know that you want to eat them, but you can. You need to check the brands. But yeah, that's what I mean. We're going to get you to the point that you don't need any magnifying glass. You just point the phone at it.
Right. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say I would have it on my phone right now just because of the password, you know?
Well, and that, exactly, that just breaks my heart because that's something that should be easy to deal with, and somebody who is sighted is going to help you with that. There's got to be a way.
Right. And I thank everyone that's been trying to help me, and I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend.
Oh, and you too, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
I'll
appreciate
let you know.
Yes.
I'll be have it by then.
I'm looking forward to it. All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all.
So,
yeah. So there are some things, like I said, pizza, not anything bread-like is not, microwave is not your best friend on those as far as that goes. But the other thing is we have to get Jim at a point where he can actually use the oven and or maybe get a toaster oven. All right. Not that things can't go wrong there too, believe me. But yeah, if you like things like that, better to have some type of oven possibility. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And we have Isaac on the south side. What's happening, Isaac?
Hi, Raleigh. I was calling to tell you about a website to help Jim, or not a website, an app to help Jim.
Yes.
Let me look up. Wait, hold on. I have it on my computer. It's called Be My Eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We were talking about
that. I'm joking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you've heard it like 20 times already tonight.
Yeah. So what you got?
No, but I do have a tool.
Yeah.
And I think that it is best for what you were just describing.
Yeah.
Instead of Be My Eyes, where a person is reading this stuff to you, it uses AI.
Right.
I have Meta Ray-Ban glasses.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with them?
Absolutely.
I think that they just did an update today, and I was just trying it out before I got on the phone with you. When they first came out, they were never really, really marketed towards the visually impaired.
Right.
They kind of hinted at it, but it was never genuinely marketed. Well, they see that that's who it needs to be marketed towards. And so with updates that have come out, they have made it more and more accessible for the visually impaired to use them. So, you know, I was just holding a bottle in front of me, and I said, "Hey, Meta, read this bottle to me." And it read the bottle to me, just, you know,
cool.
And I have my eyes to verify. The same with a recipe book. Now, you know, nothing is perfect. If I hold it with the whole book, with the two pages out, like you would read it yourself, it reads both pages straight across. But
that's hilarious. I know exactly what you're saying. Yes, you want to make sure. Yeah, I can see
but
that.
But if you hold it like, you know, back, like you would fold a magazine,
right,
reads just that one page.
Yeah.
It also will tell you where you're going. You know, if Jim has any vision at all, does he?
Yeah, very minor. Yes.
Okay, I think that it would be a big help to him. They are going for about $300 right now, but I bought mine on Facebook Marketplace for $150. So you could get them used, you know, for a more reasonable price. $100, $150 is not too bad. And I do think that they would be a really, you know, just like he was saying, he had to pull out the magnifying glass.
Right. Right.
And it took him 10 minutes. He would be able to. And the other thing is that, you know, with the, they're on your face. And so with the phone, you have to orient the phone so that the person and Be My Eyes can see what you're talking about. But, and also Be My Eyes can use the glasses, like, the camera on the glasses is on your head. So as long as, I mean, I guess that makes sense. As long as he can see a little bit to orient his head to show what he's trying to show, the person on Be My Eyes, the app is integrated into the glasses so that they can use that lens to describe. And also Meta AI is also using the lens to describe. And then it also tells you, you know, the weather, what day it is. You know, he was saying that the text messages comes in and it reads him. I mean, it shows up on his phone. Well, when I'm driving, my text messages come into my glasses and they read them to me as they come in. Mm-hmm. And I think I can reply through the glasses as well, like, you know, tell them, you know, text Raleigh, okay, I'll be there at 7, type of a thing. Yeah. So I think they will be more of a help to him than they are to me.
I think they'll be a big help, but I think it's really important that he has some of these apps and is familiar with them before engaging in that. And that's because we've talked about the glasses, and I think he's excited about them, but I think we need to get some basics down first, because the people who didn't are having just worlds of problems with them, and the people who are already real savvy with Seeing AI or whatever app, they're doing fine. So that's why step by step, I'd love to get them to the glasses, but first we gotta get to the, you know, the bottom of being able to use the apps.
And the glasses also are another, you know, you're not talking to Siri anymore. You're talking to Meta. Like, it's like going from Android to Apple
type of
a thing. So it's a whole different, what do they call that?
Operating system. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was my only tip. I just thought I could.
Good. I'm glad you did. Yeah, and ultimately, I 100% support Jim doing that, but he needs to, like I say, have some basics down firm where he's comfortable with it, so that this won't be an exercise in just frustration.
Yes, and that goes for any, what's the other guy, Mark?
Uh-huh.
Who he was trying to, I was using the glasses because I remember he called some time ago and asked if there was a system that would read the sheet music to you.
Right.
I don't have any sheet music to be read,
right,
but I will, if I get a hold of some sheet music, I will give it a try. Anybody that is visually impaired or not visually impaired, I think the glasses are, you know, they're pretty cool. They're, you know, they're the latest technology out there, type of a thing. So,
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. Have a good night, Rob.
Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. It's 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Groovy people, I like to be around groovy, groovy people. I don't like that's got an ego. I don't like to sit around and hold a conversation with somebody who don't know where he wants to go. Give me the simple life, full of fun and joy. Can't you see I'm just a big old country boy? And I like groovy people. I'm talking about groovy down home people.
got an attitude. Walking around with them nose in the air, them kind of people I just can't use. I like to be relaxed with my mind at ease. The best things in life is all I want for me. So give me some groovy people. I said groovy, groovy people.
WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie Jones, and yes, absolutely, Lou Rawls, Philadelphia International, 1976, Groovy People, and that's what Herb wanted to hear. And you know he has. So, 888-876-5593, another half hour with you. And let's see, we got Laura who wants some requests, and Karen who wants a request, and Tubby who wants a request. All right, we're going to have a lot of requests, and James on the stores. Well, let's see, can we get Laura's request in here before the news? I believe so. So, Laura, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you want to hear?
Hey, thanks, Raleigh. I actually was thinking Paul Anka tonight, if you wouldn't mind playing. Hang on a minute. I was thinking She's a Lady, and I was wondering if
she's... She's a Lady was by Tom Jones.
Really?
Yeah, really Oz. But Paul Anka, we could go back to Put Your Head on My Shoulder. I mean, we're not playing Have My Baby.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, any Paul Anka would be great.
All right. Oh, okay. They made Paul Anka do a, you won't believe it, a bossa nova record. I'll be playing
what?
It next. Oh, yeah. You'll hear it.
All right.
All right.
All
there
right,
you
thanks.
Go. All right. So, one of my faves, actually, coming up on WGN Radio.
Esso beso, ooh, that kiss. Esso beso, ooh, your kiss. It's got something, don't know what, but whatever it's got a lot. Finally samba,
bossa nova,
close like this,
bossa nova.
Ay, ay, caramba,
bossa nova,
ooh, I need that kiss,
bossa nova.
Hold me closer, time will soar, for the samba is bringing us way to make our more. Samba sound, the heart begins to pound. I go off the ground to where I'm poco, loco. Esso beso,
bossa nova,
ooh, that kiss,
bossa nova.
Esso beso,
bossa nova,
ooh, your kiss,
bossa nova.
Kiss me mucho, and we'll soar, and we'll dance the dance of love forevermore.
As we dip and sway,
we caress this way. Seems to say love is here to stay. Like that samba song, my heart begins to pound, and I go off the ground where I'm poco, loco. Esso beso.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, okay, Laura, there you go. Paul Anka, 1962 on RCA, Esso Beso. And, yeah, I don't think he was real happy with that. But that was a time when everybody was being asked to do this new music that was coming in from Rio. All right, so 888-876-5593. Karen in Madison's got some requests. All right, Karen, what do you want to hear?
I have one. Unless, you know... If you don't have time, I can do it next week.
Well,
but
tell me
but
what
I'll
it is.
Tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66, Look Around, that song.
Okay. All right.
Would you?
Yeah, sure. I got to find
thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. All right, so 888-876-5593. So now, what do we have here? We talked to Isaac, and we need to talk to Tubby. That's what we need to do. So, Tubby, welcome back to WGN Radio. So, hello, Tubby. Speak to me. All right. Tubby's listening to the radio. She'll figure it out sooner or later. We'll just wait.
Welcome back.
All right, Tubby, that's your cue. Come on.
I'm right here.
I know you are. You're listening to the radio. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I got the phone.
Yeah, all right. Turn off the radio and just
yeah, listen. Really?
Yes, here we are. I'm here. You turn off your
okay,
radio.
Okay, but I don't hear it on my phone.
Well, what do you mean you don't hear it on your phone? I hear you fine.
Okay. All right.
Tubby, are you there?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. Do you hear me? Tubby,
I can't hear you now that I turned the radio down.
Okay, well, then I don't know. It's your phone, because I'm talking directly to you, Tubby.
I can't hear anything on the phone, but I know I got you on the line.
Well, you do. So hang on a minute. Let me put you on with John, and you guys can figure out what's going on with your phone. All right. So I don't know. All right, so what I do know is Carl is in Riverside. Hello, Carl. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
I'm back. I'm like a bad penny, right? You can't get rid of me.
Oh, I hope not.
But, hey, I couldn't resist calling. Do you remember the Sherry Papini story from a year or two or three ago?
Of course. She's the girl who faked her own kidnapping because she didn't want to admit she was canoodling with her boyfriend. But, you see, that's the dangerous part, because sooner or later the boyfriend's going to fess up.
Which he, I believe he did at the time.
That's right.
Didn't she spend some time in...
Yeah, she went to prison. Plus, she had to pay back $300,000 in restitution. But I understand that there's some kind of a mockumentary out about her now, that she's speaking out. Oh, please.
Rally, you're way ahead of me. Yeah, I just saw something on the boob tube tonight. And, she's got her little special already where she is denying everything,
which is so funny because, of course, she testified in court to doing it. That was part of the deal on the plea deal. And of course, her husband divorced her and got sole custody and all that. No, she admitted it. So now she's saying, well, I admitted it, but I don't mean it.
Oh, she's there in the documentary with the lie detector machine.
Oh, don't. You know, years ago, there was a game show years ago.
Oh.
It didn't last very long, but the game show was called Lie Detector. And I think they had F. Lee Bailey doing it. But every time I see these shows, I think of this hideous game show, Lie Detector. And I'm like, give me a break.
How can they put something, like I don't know, what, to make money? You know?
You mean why would they do that? Come on, look at reality television. These things are these are very cheap to produce. This is not like doing a Western. These are very cheap. And, of course, if you can get the American public to watch it, enough of them to sell some commercials, you're golden. So, sure. Yeah. You know, it's like many, many years ago, I've mentioned this before, but I heard this old Carney guy being interviewed on public radio, of all things. And they were talking, and they said, well, do you lament the passing of the Midway? And he said, what do you mean the passing of the Midway? It's daytime television. And he was 100% right.
I bet I know his name.
I don't know his name, so who is he?
You know how you tell people you know it?
Yeah.
You know it. What was the Carney's name?
I have no idea.
You know it.
I don't know it.
Art Carney.
No, it wasn't Art Carney. That's funny. But no, it was absolutely not Art Carney. It was a guy whose family had been in carnivals and stuff like that for literally almost centuries. And, you know, they grew up in it and all that. And he was, and of course, I do miss the Midway. I miss, the elephantiasis leg and the fat lady and the three-headed cow and all that. I miss those things.
So, Raleigh, before I let you go, just sparked in my mind because of what you just said.
Yeah.
There's a movie. I want to see if you've ever seen it. This is like from maybe 1930, and it's called Freaks. And you know what? it's so upsetting, you wouldn't believe it, but it's a movie.
Really?
About the carnival freaks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But they're the real ones in the movie, but it's very strange.
Oh, no, believe me, these were freaks of nature, no doubt about it. But yeah. I love the people out front. She's live, she's live, she's live. You know, one-tenth of a dollar, step right up. Yeah, right. And all that stuff. So, yeah.
Hey, I think you missed your calling.
Well, yeah.
Literally.
No, I went to too many Midways as a kid. I loved them. So, but they are now. They're daytime television. So why not Papini, I guess?
I couldn't believe it.
I can't.
I saw that.
Right.
I can't believe
the woman would fess up to it, admit to it, lose her husband, lose her kids, and now say, I didn't mean it. Well, you know, I guess there's that theory about alternate realities. Maybe she's proof she's living in one.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Let's not forget Brian Kohberger. We'll be coming up soon.
Oh, and we'll be watching that one too. That was a horrible thing. So, Yeah, you can bet we'll watch that trial. For people who don't know, that's Moscow, Idaho, and he was a grad at Washington State, and all that. So yes, we'll be following that. And I meant to do the whole Karen Reed thing tonight. I guess I'll have to wait till next week because a lot of people are wondering what the whole story is there. So we'll share that too.
Yeah, I got the feeling she probably did it under the influence of alcohol and just that's what I'm thinking.
And doesn't even know it, possibly.
Yeah, or denies it in her head or something, but because the arrows kind of point to that, but yet there's all these other factors
I know
to create reasonable doubt.
Right. That's what, and of course, last time she was acquitted 2 out of 3 counts, but they're trying her again for everything.
Fascinating.
So, yeah,
world's
absolutely.
Going to Hades, Raleigh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
World's going to Hades.
I think going is the wrong tense of the verb. It's gone. Talk to you later.
I keep hoping.
Okay.
You know? Hey, young lady, have a good weekend.
You too. Okay, thanks. So, 888-876-5593. We're going to get another try with Tubby here. We'll get John in Covington. And, he's got predictions. I don't know what about, but we'll find out. And James, of course, has stories on WGN Radio.
All the secrets of the skies in a drop of rain. Look around, just look around. Fold of silver and supplies. If you look around, just look around. All the wisdom of the sea in a grain of sand. Look around, just look around. Set the child within you free.
A bird flying through the air. That happy leaves going to the fair. It's all there. It's all there.
It's all there.
It's all there. All the innocence of spring in a blade of grass. Look around, just look around. Let the charm within you sing.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Sergio Mendez's third album on A&M. So, Look Around was the title of the album, and the last cut on side two is Look Around that Sergio Mendez wrote, and the Bergmans did the English lyrics for it. So that was the deal there. Now, that was the album that came out after Equinox, which I think was their all-time best album in the U.S. anyway. It also was interesting because that right after that, Janice Hansen left, or he asked her to leave, either way. And that was, of course, Lanny Hall remained, but then they brought in, why can't I think of her name? Well, anyway, they brought in someone else. All right, that's right, someone else. It'll come back to me. Of course, I'll scream it out in the middle of the night or something. But in the meantime, Tubby called back. Let's see if her phone is cooperating. Are you there, Tubby?
I am here, Miss Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I think I inadvertently hit that speaker button on my phone, and the screen was jumping to everywhere, and the volume was up, and I think I hit my speaker button. Okay. I got a list for you. First of all, I've been getting in late from the restaurant every night. Did the man find his granddaughter? Did they find her?
You know, Sam hasn't called back, but the last time he called, he said that the police knew where she was and there was going to be a court hearing the next day. Now, that told me that it sounded like it was custodial. And I asked Sam to call back, and we haven't heard yet.
Okay, well, I got the BBM, the Sisters of Charity BBM. You ever heard of Prayer Warriors?
Sure.
Well, you call up the big dogs anyway. I got all them in Dubuque praying for that situation.
Okay.
And, I'm still in touch with my high school counselor from that group from back way back in 1968. Okay, so we got that going on. Secondly, yes, it was nice to hear that somebody's listening. When he came back and said, everybody's praying. We pray, and Jim and James and Johnny Dean, everybody shout out. I do have a song request. I have to write these things down because my brain is popping, baby. It pops. Okay, looky here. I want to hear Barry White. I hope you like this. Can't get enough of your little baby.
Okay, sure.
And also, Pillow Talk.
Oh, Sylvia. Sylvia. All right.
You know that. Yeah. I know you know it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hadn't heard that. That's a good one.
Yeah,
okay, now for the list. We can do this next week because I didn't get in last Thursday.
Yeah.
And so I said, I can't let another week go by without checking in.
Yeah.
And letting you know what's going on. Okay, now, for that thing when he was saying, I get so overwhelmed and frustrated and I have a fear of failure. It's like when I went to a computer class, you have to realize sometimes people know and don't know what they're doing, okay?
Yes.
They may know the information, but they don't know how to teach you or turn the information over to you. So one of my first computer classes, the guy was damn near a genius. But he didn't know how to teach the information he had to us. Okay, that was frustration number one. I still have not reached anyone who has given me the information. It was just like when I went to Antioch. And it was like I've transferred to the D.C. campus so I could learn how to use the library.
Right.
I had a two-year scholarship. But what I need, and I got the basic information on how to, you know, read, write, and arithmetic when I went to school in Battle Creek, Michigan back in the day, okay? When I got to Chicago 13, they were shooting bubblegum out of empty big tins with needles and stuff in them and shooting them at people. I mean, if I had not learned how to read, write, and do arithmetic back then, I wouldn't be erudite now. Okay.
Sure.
Now, those people, when I got to D.C., those two chicks told me to write that. I think I told you about this. Find a small subject. But I was interested in the Kennedy administration. So I picked Pierre Selger. I said, he's not too big. He's not too small. And he's a person. He got a license like anybody else. When I went to, because that's just basic research, okay, to write a small paper. I'm talking about condescending. You two chicks, well, who are you? What are you? And so I still don't know how to really do that. You know, when you go to the library and then the internet came along and it kind of just turned everything over in terms of information. And I mean, it's just took over. So I was just like really bummed out about that, but I am not through. Everybody listening, James, Jim, and everybody else. You, that movie with Reese Witherspoon, Blonde, whatever, and she was went to law school.
Legally Blonde, yes.
Right,
yes.
Okay. That's one of the movies I bought. I love it at the end, and I love the actress who was like the teacher, her first professor. And at the end, when she gave the speech, she said, you must have confidence. What was it? This is not verbatim. But you must have confidence in yourself. It can't nobody give that to you.
Right.
You just have to keep on giving off. People, you have to deal with the hand that's given to you. And every time I think I feel bad, you know what I say? Some people in the world, they got a cell phone and they ain't got a glass of water, okay? And that is the craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. Okay, we must deal with the hand we are dealt. I got a note down here that says, thank you, Riley. And then here's another little note. Elder Rose, I got some quotes. Mark Twain, my favorite quote. He said, we all ignorant. We just ignorant about different things. And then Elder Rogan said, we must do the thing that we think we cannot do. I have another one. I couldn't think of it. But anyway, that's enough for tonight. I wish everyone well. Be happy in your heart. Find your happiness. And if you don't get it the first time, it's like calling. I know I did say. I called one time. And I know these people go to work, get a paycheck, and he sent them out in his little cubicle. And I called three different times. Sometimes you have to call customer service. Three times. I hate it when you call. Let me speak to the supervisor. And then he's not going to say, I'm the supervisor. I said, well, you need to get busy, okay? I want y'all to have a wonderful weekend. We'll have some more goodies for you next week, okay?
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Tubby.
Okay, bless you. Bye.
All right, so 888-876. I'm going to keep the phone out. We only have a couple minutes left, but we have two people to talk to. We're going to talk to them both. John in Covington, Kentucky first. Hello, John. What's up? Okay, John apparently left us. Well, that leaves James on the south side. Are you still with me, James?
Yes, right. I am.
All right. Well, thanks for the mail. Appreciate the story on the notations.
Yeah, that, okay. I'm glad you got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, every now and then that particular art, that particular columnist puts like different art, puts old R&B or okay, and sometimes jazz and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have to do something by the notations. And, of course, in their second incarnation, Clifford Curry was in that group, so I loved that. But everything else as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess the only story we can like is, let's see, where there was three teens who invented a salt-powered refrigerator.
Does it work?
Apparently, yes.
Okay. So I don't know. Let's see. In your stories today, the subject lines are no subjects. I had to look. So here we have a journalist tortured, having her organs removed in Russian captivity. I'll certainly read that later. And a Chicago superstation of nowhere. I'll check that out. And is it this third one here? I don't know. It's a redirect notice.
That one
goes nowhere. Okay, so that third story goes absolutely nowhere. So we'll toxic apple juice.
And of course a Chicago area woman who stole $20,000 being a jewel thief disguised as a maid.
Yeah. I think the feds busted the $4 million marriage fraud ring too. So yes, I didn't look at some of these stories because when I saw a news break, I don't open the news break stories anymore.
I tried to do like one where the this one I tried was like kind of like very strange because it kept giving me a pain in the neck.
All right. Yeah. Well, here we have the journalist tortured. This is interesting. With her organs removed in Russian capacity. What? So she was a Ukrainian journalist, and apparently she was tortured and killed, and her organs were removed before her body was returned. Oh, that's just swell. And apparently she was captured in 2023. So a forensic examination shows this. Just more happy news. Well, I think we've ended the night. So
yeah, okay. That superstation of nowhere talks about Block 37. They scored $200+ million. And here's the thing: they were going to get Elon Musk to actually drove the tunnel.
Yeah, Block 37. If you saw through the sidewalk, you'd see you're standing atop a vast underground government structure, roughly the size of a football field. Well, so we'll talk about that next week. Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
So
you're welcome.
Yes, underground structures. Yeah. Like the mall. That's another story. All right, so we're going to say that that's a wrap, and I'll thank you for calling. You made the show a pleasure to do. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your call. Calls, plural. Tomorrow night is a replay of last Monday night's trivia, but next Monday night, 10 p.m. Central, we'll be live with Monday Night Trivia, so mark your calendars, make a date. I'll talk to you then. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.